We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're beginning four lines from the bottom of Samach Beis Man Beis. We learned that when you shecht a carbon Pesach from Areilim and Mulim and Areilim, the halacha is that it's good. Why? Because Miksas Areilim is fine. The only time it's possible if you shecht it completely exclusively for the Areilim, for people who don't have a Mila. But if you shecht it both, it's not possible. Now here we have a Braisa that's a little bit kasha on that halacha. Tie into the Braisa. Acherim is always Rav Meir. Acherim Oimrim, Hikdim Mulim La Areilim. If he said Mulim first and then Areilim, kosher, it's kosher. But if he said Areilim La Mulim, it's possible. Then halacha is it's possible. So my, I don't understand. My shtam Mulim La Areilim, the kosher. Why if Mulim is first before Areilim, why is it kosher? The Kula Arlabinim. Only if it's Kula La Areilim is it possible. But like, you don't have Kula Arla here, because you have Mulim and Arla and Arelim. So Arelim Lamailim Nami, even if you said Arelim first, Arelim Lamulim Nami, Kula Arla, Bina, Valeka, there's no Kula Arla. That means even though we're going to Rameyer, Acherim is Rameyer, and he holds Tfais Losh and Rishon, but who cares? Lamaisa, I said both on the Shechita, I said both Mulim and Arelim, you have to have Kula Arelim to be possible. So what's the Pshat in this Acher? So the Gemara is going to come up with three Pshatim, Rava, Rabba, and Abaya. Zok the Gemara, Leima Kasabri Acher, Meir Pshar and Acher, Meir Pshar and Rameir is that Eina Lashchita Allah Besoif, Ukadin Rava, Dama Rava, Adain Himach Lakas. Now Rashi explains what these two lines mean, even though you don't have to know it for the Sugya, but Rashi does explain it, so we'll explain it also. What it means is the Gemara in Zvachim has a Shail according to Rameir, Tfais Losh Rishoin, if it's Dafka when the two things are steerest to each other, they both can't be true. That's what Tfais Losh Rishon. But if they're both can be true, for example, if someone says Chatzi Ayla, Chatzi Shlamim, then they both can be true, then he agrees, you don't go with Tfais Losh Rishon. Or he even argues there. He always goes Tfais Losh Rishon. That's the Shaila there. And so Machlaikas Abaye of a Rava there. A Rava holds that it's still a Dayini Machlaikas, and Rabbi holds it's not a Dayini Machlaikas. So the Gemara there asks Akasha from a case of Pigle where someone had a Machshavas Pigle and a different Machshava in the Shechita. So it sounds like there that according to Rav Meir, it's Tfois Losh Rishon, and it's if the first thing is pigle, then it's pigle. If the first thing is not pigle, then it's not pigle. So it's a kasha, l'char Tfois Losh Rishon. So it sounds like that even though both machshavas could be true, you can have two machshavas, still it's a raya that you hold Tfois Losh Rishon. That's the Rava's riot themselves. So Abaye answers no. They hold Yeshno Shechita B'Tchila V'Atzayif, that every Shechita is split up into two. Let's say one simon like this, one simon like that. So each simon is a standalone thing, and therefore, on each simon, you only do one machshava. That's what Abaye says. But upon him, Rava holds that ain't Shechita Ela B'Tchayif and that Gemara, and he also holds a Dayanim Machlaikas. So what's the Geitas is that Rava holds that according to Rameyer, we hold Eino Shechita Ela B'Tchayif, which means the Shechita is only Chal Hashem Shechita at the end. Therefore, you only can have one, it's only enough time for one Machshava, but not two Machshavas at the end of a Shechita. So therefore, Rav is going to explain that when you say Mulim Ma'arelim, you say both. You can't have both in the same split second. So whatever's first, that's going to be the Iker. So even though you're right, it has to be Kula Arelim. But if you say Arelim first, then it was Kula Arelim. If you said Mulim first, it was Kula Milim, basically. Hilkach reading Gemara, see Gemara, Hikdim Mulim La'arelim. If you make the Mulim La'arelim, Mulim Chayli. That they did it to shame the people who had the Mila as Chal, Arelim L'Chayli, because it's too late, it's after the Shechita already. Hikdim Arelim Mulim, but if you said Arelim and Mulim, and it's only Chal at the end, so only thing of Chal is the Arelim. Arelim Chayli, Mulim Chayli, and it's considered Kula La'arelim, because the only thing that you said, the only thing that was Chal, and therefore, it will be possible. So that's in the Braisa that says b'shem da'acherim that hiktim mulim la'arelim is kosher. Hiktim arelim lemulim, it's possible. That's one shot. Omar Rabba. Rabba argues because Rabba really holds like Abaya. And he says lo'ilom kasavri acherim yeshno shchilo metchilo atzayif. Rameya holds yeshno shchilo metchilo atzayif. It means you could have, you have enough time for both machshavos in the same shchita. So now it's back to the kasha that why when you say arelim and then mulim, why don't you say that it's kosher? The Maaseh says only miksas areilim. He said areilim and mulim. So why is it not kosher? So Dr. Gemara, when I say the case is like this, when it says here you said a mulim and areilim or areilim mulim, it doesn't mean you said both. You wanted to say both. Now the first you saw it is Rashi says every time you have machshava and kochim, it means you said it with your mouth. Rashi holds that when you make pigle, you can't just think it. You have to say it. That's what it always means machshava's psul when you say it. Here, he had in mind, he wanted to say both mulam and arelim, and only one of them came out of his mouth by mistake. So, he wanted to say, saya mulam, saya arelim. And lemaisa, vahoytze befiv, only one. Vahoytze befiv la arelim, vahispik loyma la mulam, achi nigger mashkita, until it was too late. It was too late. They finished shchita only by reilim. The achirim here who hold that it's a problem hold that you don't need pivli b'shavim. That means even though your head said something else than your mouth, you go bust your mouth. What do you say? You only said reilim? Too bad. You only said reilim. It's possible. And therefore, since you didn't mean to say this, so it's like you didn't say anything. You try to say mulim by reilim, doesn't count that you said reilim. So go back to the Braisa. Say, hey, let's read the Braisa inside. If you said, hikta mulam la'arelam, means you only said mulam la'maisa, because that's all you land up saying, it's kosher. If arelam la'mulam means you only said arelam, so it's puzzle. It's a puzzle. So Taisa actually asked, so why do you have to say the case was that you said mulam first? Just say, you said arelam and you said mulam will be kosher. You don't have to say the case was mulam first. But he says, tema, it's a bomba kasha on this pshat. But come on, this pshat saying, really, when it says hiktim, it means you only said that. See, that's Rabbi's pshat in the Braisa, but there's a problem with that. We're telling you, Ramei holds loy binim pivli b'yishavim, that he holds that even though you thought differently, what you said counts. By the way, usually in Kol Tarakula we say dvarim shvulei v'nei dvarim. It usually counts what you say, not what you think. But here is different because here was a mistake what you said, and therefore it's different. And more than the kasha, Ramei really holds when you say something by mistake that it works because some Ramei loy binim pivli b'yishavim, but Aminu asks you a kasha. Hamasgavin loyma truma. Someone wants to say harezu truma. He's trying to say that, and out comes his mouth meiser. I'm a meiser. Or the opposite. He wants to say harezu meiser. I'm a truma. He says I'm not going to walk into this house. I'm a lazer. Shein el lazer. I'm a lazer. He said the wrong thing. Loy oma klum. It's not chal. Actually, your piv v'libo yishavim. Until your heart and your mouth are on the same page, you have to realize what you're saying. And hey, no, it's Rameya. Stamish is Rameya, like Rashi says. If Stamish is Rameya, it's Rameya holds, you need Pivoli B'Shavim. So that cannot be Pshat in Achirim Aymu. So Rava, we had one Rava's Pshat, was based on Inshut of Abasayif. Rava said a Pshat of Pivoli B'Shavim. Now we have a Kasha. Now I'm going to come to the third Pshat, Abaya's Pshat. Elam Abaya, Reisho Adama, you know, when you shech the carbon, shech the carbon Pesach, there's two simonim. You have to shech both simonim. So on the first simon, you thought Lemulim, and the second simon you thought arelim. Now, usually that would not be a problem. First of all, because it's only miksas arelim, but the Gemara is in mechadish that each simon is its own matir, and therefore if you do one simon kulei for one, then it's a problem. Okay, so it's still shvaris. Who cares what was first? Even if it's a mulim first, but the ma'aser arelim, the second simon is entirely for arelim. So we're going to answer that when it says the second thing, it means it was also for that. It was for both. So let's read it inside. I'm a buyer. Reish adama simon rishon lemulim. The Simon Sheni afla arelim. So in the second Simon was included mulin also. The Simon Sheni now psicha bei mulin. Psicha means lotion of mixed. It's mixed in mulin also in the second Simon. Seifa doma Simon rishon la arelim. The seifa is you said the first Simon only for arelim, and Simon Sheni la mulin, which was also la mulin. The mice of a Simon rishon. The mice of a rishon. You only said arelim. Halo psicha bei mulin. There's no mulin there. And Ramele tamei doma mefalgim mefaglim mechatzim mata. That there's pigle and a half a mat there in one simon. And therefore he holds that's possible because the mice, the whole simon is kula la arelim. There's machloikets in mesechta zvachim. If you, let's say, every kaimitz of a mincha has levoina and flour in it, has spices and flour. Let's say you only made a pigle and the kaimitz, not the levoina. So there, that's a shiloh. It's chatzi mat. You have to be makravas bech, both the kaimitz and the levoina. So there, it's a shayla of mafaglim mechatzim matas. So Rameh mafaglim mechatzim matas. So here, since the first thing you said was exclusively for that, so if it's far reilim, then it's possible. But I want to argue, d'amre im mafaglim mechatzim matas. There's no pigle mechatzim matas. Therefore, it's not a problem. So the final pshat in Dachay, Rameh is, hik the mulim la reilim means, your first simon was only mulim, and the second simon was also a reilim. So there it's good, because you have in both simonim mulim. That's kosher. Arelim lemulim means that the first simon was completely for arelim, and the second simon was also for mulim. There it's possible because the first simon was a chatzim matir, it was completely for arelim, it was kula la arelim, and therefore it'll be possible.
In the second part, it doesn't say after mulim, it says lemulim.
We're in Agamara. Yeah. I know, but Rashi is mevoyer, that means also, because you want the both the ratio and sefer to be similar to each other. You want it to be similar to each other. That saying the second thing always is af. The second thing is always that. Simon Shane is always being Moisef Amachshavta. That's what it has to be. That's why I spoke it out that way, because you want the two lines of the Braisa to follow each other. Yeah, you're right, they don't say it anymore. But I'm touching on that for that reason. So the Mishnah weiter. We're going to a new Indian, a new type of Machshava. A new type of Isser Shchita, not Machshava. A new type of Isser Shchita on Pesach. The halacha is, as it's passing in the Torah, it's actually twice in the Torah, in Sefer Shemois, twice in Sefer Shemois. One pasuk says, Le'sishchat achomet dam zivchi, le'yolun labeke zevek chaga pasach. You shouldn't shecht on chomet, your carbon Pesach. And that's one time, and said that's le'sishchat, and a pasuk in another pasuk, le'sizbach achomet dam zivchi. One of the psukim is in Parashas Mishpatim, the other one is in Parashas Kisisa. So Parashas Kisisa and Parashas Mishpatim, they have a pasuk very similar. One's le'sizbach achomet dam zivchi, one's le'sishchat achomet dam zivchi. So halacha is Dr. Mishnah, sheichet is a pesach al achomet, oy v'v'loy sase. Someone shechs the pesach when he has chomets. The halacha is oy v'loy sase. That means he has chomets at home, or we'll see in the Azara, we'll see in the Gemara talks about this, and he shechs the carbon Pesach, he's over the loisaseh, le'sishchat, achomez dam zivchi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's not only a carbon Pesach. Anything that afternoon that you shecht, and you have chomets, is a problem. Yehuda Omer, afa tamid. Even the Talmud ben Abayim, if you shecht in the afternoon, also will also have a din, we'll see, it's dafkir, Yehuda's dafka tamid, because learning from the Pasuk, the word zivchi, that it means coming to Marbe Tamid. Tamid also has the Isser to Shech the Chametz on Erev Pesach. Rav Shimon Omer, a Pesach ba'arba also, when you're Shechting this Karan Pesach on the 14th day, you know, Erev Pesach, if you did a Lishmoy, then you're Chayiv if you have Chametz. But if you did a Shloy Lishmoy, you're Potter. Why? Since the Karan Pesach is Pasul Shloy Lishmoy. If it's Pasul Shloy Lishmoy, so then it becomes a Shechid Shein Eruya. Rav Shimon's shita is shchita she'ena ruya lo yishma shchita, and therefore you can't be chayiv for this lav of this lav of loyishchat achomis dam zivchi. And from Rashi's actually mashma this lav of loyishchat achomis chayiv malchus for this lav of loyishchat achomis dam zivchi. And Rashi says besides the bayira bayimatz you chayiv in this lav, but if it's lo yishma where it's shchita she'ena ruya you're potter. V'shar kol zvachim. Erev Pesach, all other kabbanas, bein lishma meisha lishma, means even if it's a kasher shchita, still pata. You're pata. Because there's no din, according to Rav Shimon, of other kabbanas on Erev Pesach, that you shechted if they have chametz. But, Rav Shimon says, uvemoyed, on yontif, if you bring a carbon, other kabbanas, on chalamoyed, and you have chametz, you chayiv on those kabbanas. So uvemoyed, on the carbon Pesach, lishma, if you do a carbon Pesach lishma on chalamoyed, you're pata. Why you're pata? Because it's eneruya. Because a carbon Pesach on Pesach doesn't work. It has to be dak Erev Pesach. Shloy lishmoy, if you carbon Pesach bring shloy lishmoy, which means you bring the same shlamim, then you chayiv because you have chametz. I to shlamim. Rav Shimon holds all zvachim are chayiv if you have chametz on Pesach, like the Mr. Fierzoy. So shar kol zvachim bein lishmam bein shloy lishmam is chayiv. Why? Because all kabbanas are kosher shloy lishma. Chutz min achatos shachtu shloy lishma, which that's a pasul of carbon. That means all kabbanas that are kosher, if you have chametz, you're gonna be chayiv. So what we have in our Mishnah is the Tanakhama says the old din of Lesishkat Achomet Dam Zivchi is only talking about Karim Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda holds Talmud is included. Rabbi Shimon holds all Kabbalahs are included, but there's a little Tanai, a little condition. Erev Pesach, it's only Karim Pesach, is Chayiv if you have Chametz. The rest of Yontif is all other Kabbalahs besides Karim Pesach. And as another thing for Rabbi Shimon, it has to be Shchita Ru'uya. It has to be a Shchita that's a Kosher Shchita. A Shchita is not a Kosher Shchita, you are not Chayiv any. For any lavim, because it's not called a shchita, since it's she'ena ru'uya.